don't get it. I really don't get it. A woman in a man's world got it. That's the story. God put us all in different places and different times and different situations to perform miracles along the way, right? Many of you maybe have already seen some miracles in your own life. It might have been from someone very, very incidental that you might have judged in the past and said, she's not a very good character. Maybe it was someone of great stature like Joseph. Every single one of us have a role to play in telling the story. Blame the Jews. The Jews want to kill Jesus. No. All of us. We would have been in that crowd saying, crucify him, because we wanted to show. We want to see someone. And then after the reality sets in, then perhaps we might have some remorse. The passion. We need to tell that story. We need to tell that story about the passion. But we also need to tell the story of the victory. Christ is not hanging on that cross anymore, is he? He's not buried in a grave anymore, is he? 3 days he went down to the very depths of hell and said, paid in full all the sins. He was the first to die. He was the first to create the crop. He was the first of the harvest. Those that believe in Jesus are the second. And those that fail to believe in him are going to have the day of reckoning. So rejoice in knowing that Jesus is alive. He is with us. He's with us in spirit. He's with us to pick us up when we do stupid things. He's with us to pick us up when we have victories in our life and we got a little bit of the big head and he kind of keeps us grounded. He's with us all the way. And think about Mary. Think about Mary. I'm not talking about Mary the mother of Jesus. I'm talking about Mary Magdalene. The one that weeps so much she took her tears and washed his feet. The one that stayed in the tomb and saw the rest of the story. She got it. She got it. When no one else did, and she was in a man's world. Go out and celebrate the risen Christ. Have your Easter egg hunts and look at all the joys of spring and rejoice in knowing that each and every day is Easter. Let us pray.